Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning, we're talking about wasps with Julia Schmack, who is a PhD candidate in the Faculty of Science. Morena, Julia, how are you?
Kia ora, good morning. Good, thanks, how are you?
Good, it's lovely to chat to you today. We're talking about your research into wasps and different kinds of wasps and how you've sort of discovered through your research that invasive species like wasps kind of share their resources, which sounds a little bit alarming, I guess, from an environmental angle. Tell us a wee bit more about this. You know, is that an accurate description of what you do? What is the basis of your research?
Yep, that's very accurate. We went to an offshore island and collected 64 nests, and we employed a novel method of DNA metabarcoding, and for the first time we really got like an exact inventory of what they're eating, and just as you said, we found that they really share these resources instead of competing for them, and they exploit like a wide range of different native and endemic animals.
Oh dear.
And yeah, so the big problem is that they're really going for different ones, but in total, overall, they're affecting a lot of different species on different trophic levels, so herbivores and predators, and yeah, the whole food web is basically affected.
They really eat a lot of different stuff, wasps. I think they freak people out because they look a bit evil, but they also seem to have like really quite a lot of aggressive tendencies. Is it something that we should be, I guess, concerned about from an environmental perspective, knowing that these wasps aren't necessarily even competing with each other, but they're sort of combining their forces to be a really big problem?
Yeah, so that's nothing new that we found. We know that in New Zealand they're really a problem because they're introduced, so they're invasive in New Zealand, and they feed on a lot of natives and outcompete native insects or birds and lizards for other resources like honeydew. In general, I wouldn't say that wasps are a problem because they have a place in the ecosystem. They are a problem in New Zealand or wherever they're introduced in other places of the world. But they do have very important ecological services to provide. And we wouldn't be here without wasps because they're also important for agriculture. But in those places where they're invasive, they are really a problem, like here in New Zealand. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about this DNA research that you were doing. How does that work? What were you collecting and how were you looking at it to find out about what the wasps were eating and how they're hunting?
Yeah, it's not the sexiest topics of all because it's around poo. So
nice.
we collected the nests. Some of them are ground nesting, so we dug out the nests, and some of them nest on, so the polistes, the paper wasps, nest on vegetation, and the vespula, the common and the German wasps, the typical yellow jackets that buzz around your picnic, they nest in the ground, and I'd say, yeah, they're a bit more aggressive, so we wear wasp suits and then dig them out, and in the lab, I then extracted the DNA from these fecal pellets, so the poo pellets that you find in the bottom of the nest. There's a larvae, there used to be a larvae in the cell, and they do these droppings in the bottom of the cell, and I took out these droppings and analyzed them for DNA, and extracted the DNA from these poo samples, and then we sent them off to sequencing, and these sequences were then compared to the Barcode of Life database, and we found 105 matches, so 105 species. And yeah, that's really the first time we can tell exactly what they've been feeding on, because before that it was visual methods. So people were sitting in front of a nest for ages, getting sunburned, catching the foraging wasps, and then looking at what they have been bringing home to the nest. And often that was like chewed up and just a ball of something. Yeah. Imagine a chewed up caterpillar.
Yeah.
So that was very hard to identify. But now we can actually, it's a bit like a crime scene.
Yeah.
We go in there and we find the DNA evidence. Yeah.
That's really, really interesting. And so what is this research that you're doing going to be used for? What's, I guess, the purpose of it?
Yeah, so it's really cool first to be able to say what exactly they have been feeding on, because then we can really make prioritizations, is that a word? We can prioritize conservation efforts. And we know which species are really getting hammered, and we can also use the occurrence of certain rare or endemic species to push for better conservation strategies and maybe even for funding to preserve a certain species, especially on islands, because some of the offshore islands of New Zealand are really like unique ecosystems of the last species.
So you did this in the Coromandel, is that right?
Yeah, off the Coromandel coast on Great Mercury Island.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful island. Definitely, I think, I mean, people feel very strongly about keeping these ecosystems protected, as you say, but it can be quite a alarming challenge about, you know, the various pests that we've got here in New Zealand and our you know, native ecosystem being not necessarily adapted to deal with it. It sounds like really interesting research that you're doing and very important too. What's the next step for you in terms of, I guess, your particular research?
So because there are many people working on control strategies and many people are saying they're better in this, but I would love to look at if you could actually use them for something, because they're here anyway, and until we have a cure for it, basically, they might be helpful in agricultural contexts. So I'll be interested in looking at that, because they are generalists, so they eat whatever is there. That's what we found. So on the islands, there's a lot of endemic and native species, also exotics, so they did eat exotics as well.
That's interesting.
And my question is, if there were more exotics and more pests, like in an agricultural context, could they actually be harnessed? Could their appetite be harnessed to help out as natural pest control agents in agriculture? And for my postdoc, I'm going to look into what wasps could do in urban agriculture.
Wow, that sounds so interesting. Julia, thank you so much for chatting to us about this morning. Julia Schmack from the Faculty of Science at the University of Auckland. Have a lovely rest of your morning.
You too. Thank you very much.
See you later.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you very much.